Okay. We were reading the Ramban. We were reading the Ramban. And I want to just go over from the beginning. I'll take a reader. The Ramban was bothered by a question. He was bothered by the Gemara had said that Rav held Rahu Asard Min Bimino B'chol Shehu, said that if you cook meat in milk and then you pull the meat out, the meat is asur and the milk is mutter. So the Gemara wanted to know Vamai Chalav Nevelahu. Now Rashi explains, and everybody seems to accept this explanation, I don't have an alternative myself, which is that there is milk that is absorbed into the basar and that chalav become basar b'chalav, and now the milk is expelled at some point from the meat and gets mixed back in with the milk in the pot. And therefore, according to Rav, that mim b'minos osir b'mashu, it should be that it's never batel. The fact that Rav says that the milk is mutter would suggest that he holds that Efshel Lesochta was mutter, that you don't say Chatich Anasas Nevela, and therefore the milk that actually comes out of the meat and falls back into the milk is actually not, it's not Basar B'chalav, because Efshel Lesochta was mutter. So the Gemara temporarily initially answers that the Chalav is, that the Torah never asered Chalav, it only asered Basar. And then ultimately the Gemara doesn't like that, so the Gemara ultimately comes to the maskana that in this particular Metzias, it was never maflet the milk because you pulled the meat out before it had a chance to be polite. Okay, but if in fact you left the meat in there and then you let it cool down instead of grabbing the meat out while it was still, you know, at a rolling boil, so then in fact the entire pot, the milk would be usher, even according to Rav. Now, the Ramban asked, now this became the basis for Rashbam Rabbeinu, the impetus for Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam's position, that when you have, let's say, a chaticha of Isser, if you hold like Rav, that in the Mino is not Oser, if you have a chaticha of Isser that falls into a pot where you have, let's say, other chatichos, and you have enough rotev to be mevatel the chaticha, so the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam say that's not enough. Even though you have enough rotev to mevatel chaticha, but what you need to have happen is you also need what's going to happen. The rotev, some rotev is going to get absorbed in the meat of Isser, the chatichas Isser, and then that rotev is going to come back out and it should asur the rotev in the pot, mimimino b'mashahu. Then, so what do you need? You need to have shishim in the chatichos of heter to be mevatel the rotev shel Isser, on top of what we already knew you needed to have, which was shishim and the rotev keneged the chatichas iser. Okay. So the Ramban asked the question. Chaim, go ahead.
Vani tamach amasha amru chalav nevelahu. The alma masha chaticha bolad midaber midavar hamitbashel ima nasit tocha isur vikshchazeret paleta upaleta doza. Blia isur gamurhu shapoletes.
Poletes osa blia.
Osa blia
isur gamurhu shapoletes. Okay, in other words, what happens? If you cook a regular piece of meat, let's say nevela, in a pot, it absorbs rotev, it emits rotev. Okay? So that should be isur gamur. Why is that isur gamur? This is a very important point here. I think it needs to be, cannot be overemphasized. Chaim?
You say it's because it became a case of min b'she'eno mino and picked up the flavor with tom, and it's not batel, so therefore it's totally.
So again, on what grounds is this rotev aser? Is this chatich anasas nevela? I'm just going to say, Yari, not necessarily. No, in other words, but the Ramban, can the Ramban's question get off the ground if it's not Hanan? And the answer, I think, is yes, it can, as long as he holds like his Talmud, the Rashba. Because the Rashba said that once a particular part is neseres because of Blias Isser, then it remains La'olam Asser. Now, I'm not sure that's going to help you here, though, without saying Hanan, because that may only be by solid things. It might be liquid things that mix together. Okay? So let's read on what the Ramban says. You have to consider whether you really need to say Hanan in this, or even without Chaim?
I would say, I mean, that seems to be the answer to that question would be different for, you know, Rashbam and for, you know, for the Ri and for the Ramban, in terms of what the nature of that is, that liquid is now, like why it became Bada Yasser.
Maybe.
What
I would say is the one thing you have to assume the Ramban is obviously working with an assumption that Min Bimino is Batel. That's not, he's no longer concerned with Rav and Rav Yehuda. He's working with the assumption that we pass Min Bimino is Batel. Now let's take this Kiddush the Gemara has by Basar B'Chalav and let's apply it to our own Isurim. Moshe?
I thought it sounded more like he was simply saying that this Isur Gomer is tough, such that if you didn't have Shish, you can't just have Shishim Kenegat Tam, that this is an actual it's not just like a.
Okay, that's the other reason also, Shalom, it can't work for the Rashba, because you only need to be Mevatel the Tam in it, not the actual volume of the Yisr. So let's assume that maybe for the moment he does say something like Hanan. The only reason not to is because the continuation, he says some things that don't sound exactly like Hanan. Yeah.
We're definitely not dealing with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda here?
No, it's definitely not going to be Rabbi Yehuda. See, Im Kain, again.
Im Kain, Chatichat Nevela, Shnipa Shla, Biyora Gdola, Sheish B'mayim, Rotev Arbe.
Okay. So if you have a chatichas nevela, which gets mixed into a pot with lots of other stuff, it should always be asur. Why? Because it's bolas tamid mayim, and rishon rishon nasa isur, and when it spits them out, oseres hakol. On what grounds? On the grounds that eventually you have a majority, you don't shishin to be mivatel. Not on the grounds of Mimimina.
That's how I know that it's not working within Rabbi Yehuda.
Not dafka yet. I think it becomes. I'm pretty sure it's clear later.
Probably.
Yeah.
We're saying that since it's constantly sucking in
and spitting out,
then at some point it won't be shishim anymore.
There certainly won't be shishim. Correct.
But
even if you
start getting diluted once.
No, so if you want to argue, so Jason, like this, if you want to argue, that's where the Ramban is coming from, something like Hanan, even if not exactly Hanan.
Right.
If you want to argue that there's no such thing as Hanan here, then the total sum time of the nevela is certainly going to be batel, and there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't matter how long you cook it. But if you're going to argue that when it absorbs a certain amount of rotev, and then it spits out that rotev,
right,
that rotev is nasis iser, independent of the tam or iser in it, it itself becomes aser, then, which sounds like Hanan, then you're going to wind up with an enormous amount of Isser in the pot.
But then we don't care about Nitzin and Tam.
Right, because the reason you can't taste it is because Min Bimino. That's Min Bimino. Right. Right, so it's not... and that's how you know, by the way, right now, that he's not working Min Bimino's Oser, because otherwise it wouldn't matter how much it's absorbing, even the smallest amount it's absorbing would be Oser.
Well, wasn't that the question that the Ri asked in Tosfos? I mean, that within Rabbi Yehuda, even the tiny, he didn't care about this constant exuding of liquid. It's just that it would automatically, in the case of the meat and the milk, it would automatically osir everything by Min Bimino. I mean, that was the question initially. All right, and yet we know in the Gemara that it
no,
that the
no,
milk
no,
is
no,
okay.
Second. No, that question was only within Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bimino is Aser.
Right. Okay, so
is not within
this
Rabbi
is,
Yehuda.
Right, this is everybody.
And that's why it's not enough to have a mashu, that's why you need to have this whole,
okay,
this factory.
Right.
Okay?
V'lama Amru, V'harotev V'no Saint Tom. Right, so why would it then have said this?
And it should never work. The Rotev has not been O Saint Tom, because there's not going to be enough in the rotev ever to be mevatel the chaticha. How the assumption is that that salak ismino v'nim sashen erimo vatlo, meaning you look at if it's no saint tam berotev, then it's aser. If it's not no saint tam, it's mutter. It's always going to be no saint tam berotev. So why do they say the rotev no saint tam? It's aser. You're never going to have a case where it's actually going to be mutter, which obviously can't be. So one possible approach would be to say is that the chatichas iser is not, it's not, you're assuming that it's balea constantly and throughout, Maybe it's not Bolea Miyat. Maybe it's not Bolea until much. Maybe it takes a long time to be Bolea. And therefore, it isn't. It never actually absorbs so much. It's a very, very slow-moving factory.
Would therefore then the Nevela be Batel because of Min Bein B'Sheino Mino?
1 second. So read what's the problem with saying that? Now, then you'd be saying it just never, the amount of Rotev that it would absorb and spit out would be so little, right? That it would you'd have Shishim Kedei Levatlo.
Whoa. Wait, can you say that one time?
The question is, the Ramban says, don't say that maybe the reason why we're not worried about it sort of a very large amount of Rotev it's because it's not Bolea immediately. It takes a long time to be Bolea, and thus, even if it does spit it all out, it takes too long, so it's not going to have so much.
Well, does it make a difference when it's Bolea or when it's Poleta?
No, the only reason why it matters when it's Bolea is that the earlier it's Bolea, the more it can be Bolea. In other words, if it's Bolea.
So it could be Bolea at the beginning and Poleta 5 minutes later and never again.
Well, once that. Let's read on the Ramban. Right. The assumption is that if you take a chatichas heter and you put it into a pot of isur, how long does it take to become asur once it's submerged under the bubbling, boiling liquid of isur? The answer is right away. So even though we don't know exactly whether all of it's immediately absorbed, we know that the process begins as soon as you put it in. And since we don't know how much it absorbed, therefore, we're choshesh. And then he says, and you also can't say, you don't can say that even though it absorbs that immediately, but it's not polite until this end. So even if it's polite at the end, that it's polite, the total amount that's absorbed in the chaticha, and the chaticha itself is betela, right? There's shishim keneged the chaticha. What we don't have shishim keneged is the constant cycling of liquid through, which might eventually become the majority. So the Ramban says, don't say that it doesn't start being bolei immediately, and don't say it's not polite until the end, because both of those are wrong. And what's the raya? Right. If you now take the reverse case, instead of putting heter into a kederas iser, you put iser into a kederas heter. How long does it take for us to assume that the iser was polite its flavor into the kedera?
I mean,
the answer is immediately.
Well, where is he getting that from? That is our case, though. No.
A regular case, unrelated to this, okay, where you're not even worried about this scenario because you put it in and remove it immediately, right? Where clearly there was never enough time for it to have a recycling factory, you know, a cycling factory. So the Ramban says, but if you put a chaticha sister into a pot of heter and you take it out, 3 seconds later, you dip it in and take it out, the assumption is that you have to be mevatel the time of that entire chaticha. Why? Because the assumption is as soon as the iser falls in, it starts emitting.
One thing Ali was suggesting, what the Hava Amino here was that if it wasn't an immediate thing that it absorbed and immediately released the flavor, that the, can you say that the nevela became batel in the rotev, and now and once it does issue out its flavor, it's totally mutar anyways because it's all batel.
No, because the nevela is not batel because you can pull it out afterwards. So the nevela itself never experienced bittel.
No, but it was min b'sheino mino, and the same more than 60
only if it's only, but that's only if it's nimoach. So if you're telling me there's not enough total tam of nevela in the thing, I agree with you, but that's not the shaila here. The shaila isn't on the palm of nevela. The shaila is on the rotev, which is nesa midin la. I'll call it Chanan for the moment.
Okay.
So the second possibility he rejects as well. Now, v'im tomar.
Kevon she'amru shadin abulia shabatocha chaticha shalisur kotamin shalisur atzmohi.
Now this is that. Here's why I wonder whether he's really saying Chanan, and if you want to say. That since they say, I don't know who says, that the din of Bliya that. I know, but then according to the Ri, it's not a kasha in the first place. Well, I guess it. Well.
He rejects the Ri. He has problems with the Ri.
So if you want to say that the din of the Bliya that's in the Chaticha has the status. Yeah, I guess it is the Ri. Has the status of that Isser. In other words, let's say you have, I don't know, vegetable soup and you throw a piece of Nevela meat into it. Let's say a clear vegetable soup. So if you want to say that the vegetable soup that goes into the meat. And now comes out, now is Nesar. Now, what is the status of that stuff that was Nesar? Which Isser is it? Is it an Isser vegetable soup, or do we label that an Isser of meat?
Isser of meat.
You want to say you label it an Isser of meat, if you want to say that.
Imkin havu lehu ma'im habluim v'chaticha b'ma'im shabukatera k'min b'sheino mino v'lo yahavei.
So then what's going to happen is, even if you want to say, that vegetable soup that goes into the meat is treated like meat But since in the end, are you able to taste the meat in the vegetable soup itself?
No.
At the end of the day, no, because you had so much vegetable soup that when you pulled the nevela out, you can't taste it there. So no matter how much recycled through, at the end of the day, the only isser involved is that of nevela, and you can't taste it. So even if it's more than shishim, I mean, even if you don't have shishim levatlo, it doesn't matter. Because if there's no tam by min b'sheino mino, then it's mutter.
V'chol min b'sheino mino, d'lo yehiv tam ha-shari.
Right, as a matter of principle.
And yet, it's only mutar.
So he's
but yet, v'arei rashi is all, v'arei shpid d'lo yehiv tam ha, nami b'ina and shishim v'leika.
Okay, so that's a very schwach
answer.
It's a very schwach answer. Now that, basically, it is the Ri's answer, and the Ramban rejects that. He rejects it because he says, maybe you hold like Rashi. Okay, but Rashi is a fringe shita in this. Rashi's the only one that I'm aware of who says that if you can taste the Isser, that you still need Shishim. So to be Docha, the Ri's Teretz based on my. So you could just say now the Kash is only according to Rashi.
Well, why is it that we assume that we don't have Shishim? Because it's constantly giving off time?
Yeah. Okay. The whole point, the Ramban's first two Dechios set up the fact, what he stated in the question, which is you have a constant, or you
right.
seemingly
right.
have a continuous flow of the liquid through, and if it's all Nesar, Midil Chaticha Nasas Nevela, so you now have, you know, a lot in the pot. If I thought we go a step further, I could ask the Kasha differently than the Ramban asked and make it stronger. Maybe that's what he really meant, which is, it's not just a problem of Shishim. Halavayit should only be a problem of Shishim. Shishim by Mimimino is Batabu Rov. You could wind up with a robe of Isser. If you really believe that the Rotev is Nases Isser Mitzad Chanan, you could wind up with a majority of the vegetable soup being having the halachic din of Isser. So it's not just a problem according to Rashi, that would be a problem of Hulei Alma.
But, just Matthias-wise, wouldn't you taste it if that was the case, that was constantly giving off?
No, because what's usur is, the point is that what happens? Let's say initially,
in reality, 1%
of the volume of the Chaticha comes in of water, is absorbed into the Chaticha. And then 1% is spit out. That 1% only needed to absorb a very small amount of tam from the chaticha, a tiny, tiny fraction of the chaticha, in order, less than 1% of the chaticha, in order to be not batel b'shishim, in order to be yasser. That comes back out, and more water goes in. Now, can you taste, when the water was in the chaticha, it's a tiny fraction of the chaticha, of course you can taste the chaticha in it. Now it comes out, and once that happens, it's nasis nevela. Now it comes out. How much does it actually carry out with it at the time of Nevela? A minuscule amount. The next thing of water goes through. So in other words, you can asser a large amount of water with a very little amount of Nevela because it's done piecemeal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to carry any time out of the Chaticha with it. As long as it carries, as long as it's Nesar when it's in the Chaticha.
So by definition, will the liquid at some point become...
Yes, exactly. That's right. That's why the Ramban could have really taken the question a bit further and said, forget Shitas Rashi, that if there's no Tom, you still need Shishim. You could have said, I'm surprised he doesn't say, at some point, the Ruba is Nesar. And you can't taste it. Yeah, you can't taste it. That's just because by every Hanan, you can't taste it. Because it's Mimimino.
At what point does the meat stop giving flavor? Does the Nevela stop giving flavor?
It always gives flavor.
There's no point when we just suck everything out of it.
Correct. Because firstly, what I just explained to Chaim is you don't need to suck everything out of it.
I understood that.
But in a different case, generally, let's say you cook this meat for the answer is no. I mean, in reality, the longer you cook it in something, it will lose a lot of its flavor, even if not all of it, even though it remains, you know, in the original Isser. If you took those two chatichos and you put them into the next pot, so apidin, we assume that they're completely Isser again. But the reality is that, obviously, if you cooked them, you put them in the next pot, if you had a guy tasting it, you would taste less.
Right.
But we don't know exactly how much until we know how much, you know, Mishara B'shishim. But that's all a function of not knowing exactly how much. Okay, so go ahead.
All right. The Hocha B'dinhu She'asor Tiroino So Kimin She'asar Himenu V'chol She'ilu Haya oso amin oser afzel osro.
All right, so the Ramban said, what does he say here?
It's if we're going to truly say that the water that comes out of it is now as if it's actually Nevelah,
right?
So it should osir everything that Nevelah would osir.
Right. So in other words, the way we're obligated to look at this pot, even if we want to argue it's Membishen Omino, is you have to imagine that you have this now amount of Nevelah in the pot, and that amount of Nevelah certainly would flavor it. It's only because, in other words, you're engaged in a mirage here, the Ramban says. You want to argue that we're going to treat it, we're going to treat this rotev, this vegetable soup, we're going to treat it as basar nevela, and since it doesn't flavor the rest of the vegetable soup, it's mutter. Well, if you're going to imagine that it's like nevela, even though it doesn't taste like nevela, then imagine that when it comes back into the pot, it makes the rest of the vegetable soup taste like the nevela it really is. Right? You can't have your cake, and you can't eat your cake and have it too, is what the Ramban is saying. If you want to envision it as being like nevela, and therefore it's membshein amino, so envision it like it's nevela, and you can taste it in the rest of the pot. So that's what he means when he says the O de Hacha Bedinu Sheyeser the Rowan or so Kamin Sheneser Emenu V'Chol Sheilu Haya Osa Min Oser, because you would have tasted that amount of Nevela. So Nimseze Avze Osero.
Isn't that what you're saying, that you're surprised that the Ramban didn't say? In other words, the fact that he quoted Rashi.
No. Because here he's arguing. He's still arguing that even though that in fact, even if you didn't have Shishim. In other words, it's not just a problem for Rashi. It's not just a problem that you technically don't have Shishim. It's that you would actually, if you really want to envision this as being Isser, the Isser of She'en Amino, then also imagine the taste of it. It doesn't have to be a Rov. It doesn't have the threshold of Rov.
Is there any issue here of Min B'mino with the kosher pieces of meat?
No, he's not concerned at all about that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's his issue. I don't think that's the issue at all right now.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter one way or the other.
Right,
but
he's
okay.
Not holding the rope. The ode kishain b'mayim shab kadeira kadei bitul haysur eli machatichot vehein mina havaluhu mayim halu bechatichot teheder min mino utzrichim shishim b'chol amayim shenivlin v'niflatim belega.
So what is
this way?
So
right?
What does he say here?
Right, that you would have min mino. With the water that came out of the nevela and the rest of the pieces of meat, the kosher piece of meat, and you would not have
shishim. And there you require midrabanan absolutely shishim.
Is this only in a specific case of where you don't have 60 times the volume of the nevela in liquid ready?
Winning this last question.
This last one seems to be only in like a particular case where he says. It sounds like only in that specific situation.
He says you would need shishim and all the other chatichos to be mevatel this mayim. In other words, the other chatichos might be the same min as the chatichas iser, right? And there's enough to be mevatel that. But if you want to argue that the water is now transformed into it, so now you don't have enough.
He flips around the min b'mino debracha and he says now the water.
Now the water is like
the
chatichas iser, and which is the same as the chatichas heter.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I mean, it's not that it's osir b'mashu, but it's that you require shishim.
No, but he said.
You would require is such an enormous. You'd require shishim in the chatichos of heter, kineged the chaticha plus the rotev of iser, right? Because the chatichos themselves are not going to be absorbed into the chatichas iser, but the rotev is. So you require shishim, and you can't get away with saying, but you don't taste it. Because since it's mimbimino now, according to you, Ri, therefore mimbimino requires shishim. Okay. That's not a taina. Why is it not a taina? It's not really a taina because mimbimino requiring shishim is only gzera drabanan atu mimbishen amino. So if this is a case in which you can't taste the mimbishen amino, why would you be gozer on the mino? Okay, whatever. You can leave that aside. If you got it, you got it. But either way, so the Ramban says, none of these work. So now, what does he say? The Efshel, the Faresh.
So, Sah Plata, Rishon, Batla. Achetitin Tam, Ha Isur, Ha Ha Asur, Rikadeira Kula.
Very clever answer. What does the Ramban say? He doesn't hold like Rabbi. He's not holding like Rabbi Huda.
Right.
A drop comes out. A drop goes into the nevela slice. Yes. It comes out. What happens when it comes out? Can you taste it now in the rotev?
No.
It's batel. Now, what's the din? What's the din when another little drop comes out?
It's also batel.
Also batel. And how long can that process of bitel continue? Until what point?
Until you actually taste it.
So the din is until it's no St. Thomas. As a general rule by bitel. If you remember the Shach, some of you may remember the Shach, who wants to argue that Medina, when it comes to Yavesh B'Yavesh, by Min B'Mino, here's the way. If I have one piece of nevela meat that falls into two pieces of kosher meat, so what's the din of the three pieces? They're all mutter. What happens now when two more pieces of nevela meat fall in? What's the din? So the Shach thinks Medina, it's all mutter. What happens now when three pieces fall in? It's all mutter. And you could wind up with all the kosher. That's a great strategy as to how to solve the kosher meat problem. and except for the Marami Rutenberg, who holds that Jews can't eat them all, you know. But other than that, for the Rashba, you just can't have one person eating them all. That's fine. I don't think one person could eat all the kosher meat out there at one time.
Is you bite as trade meat, and then you sell one piece back to the guy as kosher meat, and you make like tenfold profit on that piece of meat.
So anyway. But the Ramban here is a big argument with the Ravid. This is one point to be explored later in the year on Avodah Zarah. I think this is on the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel? I don't remember. So the Ramban says the only time you say Chasuv and Eora is when there's Tam involved. So here's what's going to happen: a little drop comes out of the nevela meat, it's batel in the rest of the rotev. Another drop comes out, it's batel in the rotev. At what point will this become usser? Well, the nevela were to give tam, if you were to taste the tam and the nevela in the soup, it would become usser. When is that going to happen? Never. Why? Because you know that in physical reality, the total amount of tam of nevela that exists in this pot is the one or two slices, whatever you're dealing with, that are there in the first place. There cannot be any more tam than that. That's the max tam you have. And if that's the max tam you have, you're never going to, no matter how much comma bottle you do, you're never going to have tam. The typical case, guys, of comma bottle is the following. Yayin and mayim is bottle. Okay, yayin esach, mimishenamin is bottle. So if I take one drop of wine and I drip it into a big bucket of water, what's the din? It's mutter. Can you taste the wine? No. What if I drip another drop, and another drop, and another drop? At some point, I'll be able to taste the wine. At that point, the Ramban says, we say chazur v'neora. The Isser wakes up again. When does it wake up? When there's tam. That's the Shach's whole claim, that when you're dealing with these Isserim that don't involve tam, there should be no chazur v'neora as a matter of principle. That's what he holds Medina. Okay, but when you're dealing with an Isser of tam, so all the Rishonim, with the exception of the Ravid, apparently hold that you do say chas of an eora. Why? Because you can taste it. You can taste it. You're telling me that I'm having water here and it tastes like wine. So tell me, that's because kama bottle. So the Ramban says, that's ridiculous. Of course you don't say that. So that's the Ramban's first suggestion here. That the reason why it's bottle is because since mimimino is bottle, he doesn't spell that out, but that's his assumption, you say kama batel, or even if you want to say he accepts the risvara that it's called mimishenu mino, and then you don't have to say that mimimino is batel. So if you accept the ris idea that the stuff in the rotev that comes out is treated as mimishenu mino, so then kama batel and mimishenu mino never asers until you have tam. And since you're never going to have tam here because you have more than shishim in the rotev kenege the chaticha siser, you'll never have a problem. And that's why if you want to be Meshire on a regular basis, in a regular case where Isser falls with Tocheter, you simply a Meshire B'Shishim, and the Heter can negate the Isser, and the problem is done. Moshe.
sounds like that must mean that, that initially the Ramban was talking about, was working with Ben Hanan by the Isser factory.
He may be really Hanan, and it doesn't matter, because it's Batel.
Yeah, but right, but only according to that, you have a limited amount of Isser, and if it's never going to be flavor, it would have to work out that way.
Okay. The Efshar Od Chaim, one more.
The Efshar Od Lamar, the Kimlahu Larabanan, the Derach Bishul Kahu, Kishashnecha Dichod, but Mitashlo Kahavik thereof, Bitchab Bishul, Zopalet and Mechal.
Yeah, it's the same, I think it's the same word as Mohel. It means juice.
Oh, okay. Shabtacha Ma'at Ma'at, Ubalat Mechal Chaverta, can I get played the Tom Ma'at Ma'at?
Even though it can't absorb completely and spit out completely, Nitztamka means to be shriveled up. The Efshar
Shehu Polto Kulan Yoter Mishur Gufa Bishum Panim Velo Afilu Kishur Gufa.
So in other words,
Ella Shaholchu Chachamim Achmir Vishur Rabbe Kulan Kigufa Shalizer.
So what is Ramban's second Torah? It's very different than the first Torah, and you're probably not very satisfying to you. Well, maybe it is satisfying.
The flavors are switching with each other.
Well, no, but what is the basic approach that Ramban is taking the second Teretz? There's a real difference between the first and the second Teretz and the Ramban in terms of the relationship to the question. The first one accepts the premise of the question, the second one rejects the premise of the question. What's the premise of the entire question in the Ramban? Is that the Chaticha is a factory. A factory of Blios and Platos. And therefore, left in the pot for any decent amount of time, it will have absorbed so much and have spit out so much, and it should have ossered so much. The Ramban in the first Teretz acknowledges that, but says because it's a piecemeal process, drip drop, drip drop, therefore each drip drop becomes batel immediately, and it's not chashav ne'ora unless you can taste it. And since you're never going to taste it, no problem. The second Teretz says no. It's not true, it's a factory. We don't know how much. The assumption of the Chachamim is that it slowly absorbs and slowly emits. He doesn't, you know, he seems to assume it never is going to emit everything and it's never going to absorb totally. And therefore, the Ramban says, it's probable, it's not only that a Chaticha never gives off total more, never absorbs and spits out more than its own volume, it never even absorbs and spits out its own volume. But we don't know how much exactly that is. We don't know the total amount, and therefore, whenever we're unsure of the total amount, what do we do? Misharinan Bechulei. That was the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis in the context of Chal. Whenever we're not sure, the Gemara wants to know, are we Mishar with the Isur, or am I Debala? You know? And the answer is, we are Shire with the entire Isser. Why? Because we don't know how to be Mishire, what it was Bolea and what it wasn't. Okay. So that's how the Ramban deals with this problem. So in effect, you move from what the Ramban has done in effect, and you'd have to say this, I think, for Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam as well, you move from an assumption in which the Chatichos of Isser are absorbing and emitting on a constant basis, in which case it should have been ossered the entire pot, and no bittul should work, to a situation in which you're arguing really two chatichos that Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam mentioned is the maximum, not that realistically is going to happen. But since we don't know how much it's going to be, we have to go with the maximum to be sure. Alec?
Does this answer of the Ramban actually answer the kasha that we had of Rava?
What?
The kasha that we had on Rava is that we need shishim of the chatichos kineged the rotev.
Yeah.
To be mevatel that. That was the Rashbam's kasha.
Yeah, and what I'm saying, this would explain. I just explained this within the Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam as well.
But if Rava holds of Hanan and he holds mevatel min alavat, no, then it shouldn't, like, then...
So it depends how you're seeing things. If you're seeing things, that this depends. And if In other words, for min b'mino, if you assume min b'mino is not batel, then the only way it's going to work is if you accept the premise of... I think Rashbam and Rabbi Natan might not say it within Rabbi Yehuda anyway. No, they would. They do. They say it's cross bittel. No, so the assumption still is the maximum. No, the second teretz of the Ramban will work. I don't know if the first one will.
Well, what about the kasha that we had in Rabbeinu Ephraim on Kuf Amud Aleph why should we need to be mevatel to chatichos? Tosfos is clearly assuming.
No, that's if you don't say Hanan at all. No, Rabbeinu Ephraim is you don't say Hanan.
That was the kasha that we had on him.
I know, but if you said Hanan, it wasn't the kasha. So
Rabbi does say Hanan. That's why we had the kasha. That's why
Tosfos
assumed.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, but this is no connection between this and that.
So both of these answers explain Shita's Rava?
No, I think only the second answer will work. The first answer only works if you say Mimimino is Batel, and Rava is explaining Rav holds Mimimino is not Batel. Okay.
So just a Dindor Bana kind of trump card.
No, it's not a din derabanan. No, this is not a din derabanan. This is what the chachamim assume happens physically. It's not a din derabanan.
So we don't say Hanan if we know that it cannot be no same time greater than this.
No, we don't say Hanan except for on the stuff that it absorbed, and we know it doesn't absorb more than X. That has nothing to do with being midarabanan. Could be midaraisa.
But each plate should be Hanan, right?
Yes, but the total amount of platos are going to be less than the chatichos itself. That's scientifically. Not halachically, scientifically.
But doesn't the cannot go against the science in that sense?
No. The Ramban says that scientifically, only X gets absorbed total throughout the chaticha.
Halachically, scientifically.
If I've got one chaticha, one nevela falls into 10 chatichos mataros, and then another 50 fall in, we don't say that it's bata if you hold a Hanan, even though scientifically the taste should be bata, because you've got shishim of heter connected to nevela. And yet we say Hanan there, that it's not bata.
That has nothing to do with this. Let's just stop this. Once you aser stuff, because a Hanan, that amount is Hanan. The argument here is that the
platos are a Hanan.
Correct, but the total number of platos is not more than the volume of two chatichos. That's what the Ramban's second teretz is.
How is it any different than if you have...
Because when one falls into 10, it asers it right then. It's all nasis nevela. That's a fact. Whatever's absorbed in these two chatichos is nasis nevela. But the Ramban says the only thing that's absorbed in these chatichos is the two chatichos worth of rotef max. That's all. In that case, when you have 10 and 1 that got cooked together, the assumption is it's all nasis nevela.
But scientifically, what's the maximum amount of iser that you have, scientifically?
One
chaticha, right?
Yes, and it asers 10. Once they become asur, you have 11. If it fell into 60, it wouldn't asur them.
But every time that platos come out of this, unless you're going to go like the first teretz of the Ramban, kama bato, then every time the platos come out of this nevela, then that's also nasis nevela, and then you need to be mavatel that. And if you have these little bits of nevela that are floating around in your rotator,
it only happens once.
Yes.
What?
The total amount of bits that will ever be absorbed and emitted by a chaticha of nevela, scientifically, according to the Ramban, is the chaticha. It's going to be less than that. Even if you leave it for 2 hours in the pot, as assumption is. You leave it there cooking for a long time, maybe not forever. It's not going to absorb more than...
But the etzem ha-rotev, if you will, those specific platos
are nevela, I agree, but they're batel. The whole point is, if you're not talking about an infinite amount, you're talking about a minimal amount.
But the same thing...
You might need, the Ramban, you might end up needing, according to this svara, you might end up needing... if you have one chaticha that falls into a pot, I mean, the Ramban still doesn't address this question. If you have one chaticha that falls into a pot of shishim of heter, and then you eventually pull it out, according to the Ramban, how much heter do you need in the pot can ege the chatichas iser in order for it to be batel? No, you only need. That's why you only need shishim, because only one can come out. Because even if all of it comes out, only one comes out. No, it makes perfect sense. Okay.
Scientifically, no. They're the same, right?
No. You'll ask me tomorrow morning, okay? Jason.
It's a little off. I'm just curious if they're, when they talk about a chatiyah of meat, they're referring to a specific cut. It's not.
No.
No.